Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, now I'm confused because Beto Duran, who we love, just walked in. Hi,
you're
Beto.
You're confused.
You waved him in.
Yeah.
Like, it was like you called to the bullpen.
Yeah.
But Bergman, mini boss in charge of all scheduling.
Well, kind of.
Yesterday, you explained to us that Kaplan thought he was working yesterday, but in reality, he was supposed to work today. Now, as it turns out, he isn't working either day. What the hell?
No, because he took next Monday. He was asked for next Monday off.
Right. But then realized it was the day after the Mandy.
Exactly. So he took Tuesday today off instead, but he never asked for yesterday back because he was already had it off.
Right.
So he never asked for it back in that situation.
Greg had the email trail and finally figured it out that he had yesterday off but never asked for it back, and then he was just screwed up everything. He came on for a segment, though, which was funny.
He called in as a fake caller.
He did.
Sports Bill.
Yeah.
Sports Bill. That's such a cap
but
name.
I don't know. Jorge, I don't know if you can find it, but one time I called in.
Oh, yeah. You did the, his voice to Mason.
Yeah, I called in, and Mason, you know, he takes pride in staying late at games.
Yeah. And you called him out for it as a call.
This was great.
And it was that 17-inning game, and I was doing... I was
in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Do you remember what your name was?
Max Muncy. Ben from La Habra, I think.
I've heard the audio before.
And so I basically called him, and I said, Mason, you should be fired. Dave Roberts should be fired. And Mason's like, what? What did I do to deserve firing? Yeah. And I said, we all know you left early, Max. You never stay for the whole game. Listen, Ben, you go on my Instagram. All right, so this was it. And Mason, he's so self-absorbed.
Oh, my God, he is.
That he never, for a second, suspected it was me. Here it was.
Right. Greg says, Ben in La Mirada is excellent. Hey, Ben, you're on ESPN LA. What's up, man?
Yeah, first-time caller, long-time listener. I think Mason should be fired. Dave Roberts should be fired. Andrew Friedman fired. David Vasse fired. everyone fired over this. This is a national.
Wait a minute. What did I do to deserve firing?
Mason's Mr. Analytics. Wants to study analytics all the time. Go with Henley Jansen. Go with the analytics.
That's not analytics. Let me tell you something. That is not analytics. No analytics say Henley Jansen should go in for a six-out save. That's either Dave Roberts on feel or Friedman saying put Jansen in, but that has nothing to do with analytics. That has to do with understanding your players and understanding your bullpen and the way it works.
He's fired up.
Well, what do you have against guys with gray hair? You have gray hair. Jay Buttley should have been on the postseason roster. Yeah. He's a World Series champion. He would have saved us.
I'll tell you.
That you lost me there. You had me.
Wait a minute. But he's got a really good point.
About Chase Utley?
He couldn't have been worse than the players they trotted out there. In the World Series, Muncy, 235, Grandal, 200, Machado, 182. Screw
he's
Machado. Get out of town.
He's into it.
Blowing a bubble on his way to first base. Listen, Ben, as far as me being fired, I'm not going anywhere.
Well, you should be fired because we all know you left the game early. We know you left the game early on Friday.
What night?
Look at Kamineski instigating.
What was it, the 18 inning night? You didn't.
Here's what I would recommend. Ben, go to my Twitter timeline and watch my video of the end of the game. Okay, watch my video of Max Muncy's home run. My ass, I left that game early.
and then we like 10 minutes later, I called back and I go, you know, that was me.
You
I was
idiot.
Ben
no.
La Mirada, and he's like. No.
No.
Yeah. Like, it never dawned on him.
Southern draw from La Mirada.
Yeah. And I think I changed my accent like 3 times.
I've said this before, John. I would absolutely listen to you in a 3-hour format as the old man voice.
The old man is good. The
I would listen good. To old man voice in drive
well,
time
I
every day.
I started in old man voice, and then after a while, I would say stuff like I would drop into a Southern draw like, Dave Roberts should be fired.
You
know, Mason should be fired.
There is nothing better than you pontificating as the old man.
What did Vasse do?
I just took a stray.
I knew if I brought up Vasse that it would take Mason off the scent. Because Mason's like super nervous about mentioning people on other stations.
Oh,
so I know if I did it, he would not even think for a second that it was me.
So Cappy does an old man voice, though he doesn't think it's an old man voice.
That's
he
terrible.
Does a Shaq impersonation, but it sounds like the grandfather from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
He's how do you land on that from Shaq?
He does this voice.
But he thinks it's good.
Hey, Chuck. That's all he does is just say Chuck over and over again. And then he does that voice that I just did. And he thinks that sounds like Shaq.
By the way, Dodgers playing tonight in Cincinnati. Beto and George.
They're already losing, aren't they?
I think the Dodgers are in real trouble. I mean, you can... Everybody says, well, what are you talking about, Ireland? They're in first place. Look who they've lost.
Yeah.
They've like Walker Buehler went on the 60-day DL today. Yeah. Mookie has a broken rib. He could be out for a month. Muncy's not hitting. Bellinger's not hitting. They don't have any pitching right now that's healthy.
You have two guys.
And Gonsolin's pitching tonight. If a series started today.
Oh, they'd be in trouble.
I know. And Bergman's like, no, and all Kimbrel, is well.
They started
remain
today,
calm.
They'd be in trouble.
And Kimbrel has just been terrible.
No, no, no. If they start today, of course they're in trouble.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about later on in the postseason.
I mean, it is early still.
Right. We're still in June.
But Walker Buehler, I don't know.
He got put down 60 today.
I mean, you can't expect him to come back, though. You expect him to come
back? Yeah, I expect him to come back. I don't know if he's going to be like as great as he was last year.
But that's an issue.
He's absolutely
going to
come back.
Though. Yeah.
Of course it is, but I think he'll be fine when
they
he gets
need
to
make
he needs
a
some
deal.
Ramp up.
But you know, they make a deal every year, and the problem is, Greg, that this year there isn't really like that 800-pound gorilla out there, right? Like the Max Scherzer. You Darvish.
Somebody's name will come up, and you're like, oh, wow. Or they're just going to grab somebody. They're like, oh, that's a great pickup.
Yeah, I'm with Greg. Somebody will pop up, but it's going to take time. By the way, can we get into this conversation you guys were having about OnlyFans earlier?
Yeah, well, I wanted to get Lindsay
especially
in here.
Especially because Lindsay's here.
Yeah. Wait, Lindsay, are you back there?
Yeah.
She's here.
Okay. So the point I made was Sammy Sheen, the 18-year-old daughter of Denise Richards
and Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Started an OnlyFans page. And I said, good for her. And Charlie came out and kind of killed her for it. Said, you know, you can't be.
Really?
Yeah.
Charlie, of all people.
Right. I was going to say, his moral compass, Denise.
But when you're a dad,
said,
it's different.
Yeah. Well, that's what started this. Denise said, wait a minute, Charlie. I posed in Playboy. I was in Wild Things where I got naked. Yeah. But Sammy's at 18 years old. She's adverse to criticism. Good for her. And Charlie kind of came back around. But, Lindsay, the question I wanted to ask you, because you're the only one I know that has an OnlyFans page, and I say good for you, did anybody in your family or any of your friends try and talk you out of starting it?
No.
And if they had, would you have stopped?
No.
Right.
I mean,
but what do you post?
I mean, I don't post naked pictures, so
okay.
that
there's
has a
different
lot to
levels
do with
to it.
It. And, like, there's a lot of people that have OnlyFans that do things like, there's like celebrity chefs on there and people have podcasts on there. It's not like it's all like sex and nudity. I mean, but when my brother came to visit and I was talking to him about it, he was like, hey, do whatever you got to do. It's your life.
Right. And you monetize it, right? Like,
that's
the whole point of it.
And to me, why are we criticizing anybody, male or female, who's on OnlyFans? Isn't that the same as like what
Cameo
criticizing people for
who used to
pose in Playboy?
Yeah, but by the way,
why
Mason,
are we shaming people?
Mason has a Cameo.
Right.
I mean, he's getting paid for
he
that.
He does?
Yeah. I turned Cameo down.
I did too.
Yeah. You guys do it for free anyways.
Yeah.
Because you're
I
for
would.
The people.
Yeah. Yeah. I would. Well, but Mason thinks he's a big star, so
what is Mason
how much
does
he charge?
For
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Greg, look that up.
What
is
Mason
charge?
$30. He said $30.
No, no way.
I believe it's
$30.
Well, he does it for a little while, actually. He just sits there and talks.
No, he's
flips up
bucks.
In front of him. You see, you
no
can see him
way.
In the studio.
Now,
he'll
I will
like,
say
oh,
this.
Look over there.
Sedano,
there's Jorge.
James Worthy, at the behest of his daughter.
Yeah, did a cameo.
Started a cameo, and he says he is cleaning up.
But he's James Worthy.
Yes, top 50 player in the world.
Right. I don't think people would line up for Sedano and me.
No.
They would.
You would be surprised.
You're the voice of the Lakers.
But I would not, if I wasn't going to do it anyway, but I would certainly not charge $30.
Come on, man.
Like, that seems silly. As a matter of fact, we should start a cameo, you and I, John.
for free
and do it for $1 just to undercut Mason.
But if people are going to pay it, like, who cares what he charges?
Amen,
you know?
Lindsay. And
no, we're just joking because I wouldn't pay $30.
Think though, if you guys ended up outgrossing Mason
from
$1 at a time,
it would eat him alive. I'll order one every day.
So mad,
it would eat him.
I think we should do it just for the joke.
Yes,
Kaplan would do it. How much would Cap charge?
I think Cap might be on there.
No.
Is Cap on there, Lindsay?
Yeah, of course.
Can you check if Kaplan's
on there?
I don't think he is. I feel like we'd know about that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But he would tell you every
day. He hasn't been approached yet.
Bergman, would Mason go nuts if John and I went for 99 cents just to undercut him?
And pass, and then posted how much we had collected and donated it all to charity?
Yes.
Donated it to the Human Fund.
Mason's is 30. For personal use.
Come on.
$30.
Wait, does he charge more for business use?
Well, I think that's
like 150.
Yeah, that's a tier for like the site, because that means it allows you to use it. Like if we wanted to use one on the radio, or if you wanted to use it in a marketing ad or something like that, then that gives you the rights to it.
No but way. Why do you guys think, like, since you brought it up, Sonano, why do you think there is a stigma over people that have an OnlyFans page?
I
don't get it.
Because I think the original incarnation was a lot of women
who work in the adult film
industry.
Yeah, that was the stigma.
That's what it was. It was the original incarnation of it was a lot of the women who do that were just doing it. And then eventually other women were like, hey, I don't have to go that far. I could still make a ton of money doing
it. I mean,
this.
I'm showing it on Instagram. Might as well show it.
Right.
Get paid a little bit.
Because here's the thing. On Instagram, it started there on Instagram with non-adult film stars, although plenty of them were on there too. Yeah. And they became quote-unquote influencers because they had sponsorship deals where they would, you know, be half naked but have a watch on, you know what I mean, or whatever.
Yeah, Gymshark.
And then why do that on Instagram? Why populate that? You could do it for yourself and monetize it yourself. By the way, if I ever left radio, I would totally do a podcast, and I would charge people for it.
A Patreon?
I would do a monthly subscription for the podcast, and I would charge people for it and be completely unfiltered.
You'd probably make more.
I would not. I don't care if I would be if I wasn't even on the Apple Podcast charts.
Yeah, you'd make a killing.
Like
a
I don't think it's hard to get on the Apple Podcast thing. Like,
no,
you know who's doing that is Ethan Strauss.
I know.
Yeah, he's a lot of people. Mark Stein doing the same thing.
Yeah. I actually pay for Mark Stein.
So do I. It's really good information.
There's two people I pay for on Substack. I pay for Mark Stein. I pay for Molly Knight.
Okay.
And I would pay for other people that if I liked their content, I would put it.
Well, some people I know have free ones. Like Ariel Helwani, who's obviously like the man at knowing the UFC stuff and the MMA stuff.
Yeah.
He has a free Substack. And he puts premium stuff on there because he doesn't have a place to write anymore. So he writes on there and still does his like podcast or whatever where he gets paid for. But yeah, I think Substack is a really smart business, to be honest with
you.
Much like
content,
OnlyFans.
Yeah, if you have people, if you have,
and you
content,
have content
and you know you have an audience and you have good content.
Yeah.
Like Ethan Strauss, his stuff is really good where I get caught reading a couple paragraphs. I'm like, damn it, it's premium. Like, who has the password?
Right, I miss the Kamenetsky brothers late night hoedown or whatever they used to do.
I went on the
guy who does the Lakers dance party hoedown
guys,
on your face.
No,
Andy, am I the only one who ever went on live from a jacuzzi?
You are the only one.
Although you are.
That's OnlyFans right there.
I was the only one that did like a Florida quiz with them about Florida Man, basically.
Yes.
Oh, we did Florida Man.
Ramona went on from her elliptical. Yeah. Like, it happened to be the only time she could
Why
do a workout.
Why did that thing die?
Because you want to be the...
Because pandemic ended?
Well, yeah. That
too much trouble for what it's worth? Or
we were the host.
Were you able to monetize it at any point?
We attempted some. We reached out a little bit. It is, in the meantime, doing that 5 days a week.
We should explain what it is, by the way. Just do a 30-second explain
what
it is.
It was a live stream show that we began a couple years ago.
No, we all did it.
On Twitter.
Yeah, it began for the station.
Yeah.
It actually began for the station. It was an hour or so, Monday through Friday. Different guest every single night, different topics. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun. Yeah. A lot of work. Hey, Lindsay, I'm getting tweets. What's her OnlyFans?
Lindsay Baseball.
It's same as her Twitter,
Instagram, and
there
Twitter.
Yeah, people are like, what's her OnlyFans?
Lindsay.
And then they write OF.
We just made you money, yo.
Lindsay, has anyone ever been giving you crap over it or giving you a hard time over it? Because I don't get it.
Just Mason.
Okay.
do you put your feet?
I think Mason's just jealous. That's why he did Cameo.
Feet pictures are huge on OnlyFans.
That's a whole separate thing.
Andy took a picture of my feet today because Bergman revealed unsolicited, by the way.
This was too much, apparently.
That I accused him of too much information, that he has hairy feet.
I said there's a little bit of hair on the top of my foot.
Most guys have hair on their
feet.
Get it
waxed a little bit, man.
You get a little bit.
Yeah, it's not like crazy
hair. Why don't you just shave it off?
You'll get a pedicure, have them wax it off, and you're good.
Yeah, they can wax it off. That's true.
But, by the way, Greg, did you see that guy who tweeted a picture of your feet?
Yeah, it's
like, by the way,
it was like a Bigfoot.
I'd like to ask Lindsay and Laura if they're feeling better today. Did you hear what happened to them during the show yesterday?
No.
Oh, my God. Explain, ladies, what happened to you guys yesterday.
We were both very ill yesterday. We had we ordered the same drink from Starbucks, like a half hour apart. As soon as the show started, which is why I wasn't in here for crosstalk, I started getting like these horrible stomach pains and had to go throw up in the bathroom. And then like 30 minutes
Laura
had the exact same like pains as me.
But I couldn't throw up.
Okay, John, when I tell you that they looked as white as the clouds in the sky, like they were completely flushed.
That's a little scary. No, it was bad. Starbucks had tainted something yesterday.
It was a whipped cream.
It was the whipped cream.
They put in heavy cream.
No whipped cream.
I was ready to run the board. Bergman sat in and ran the board.
Bergman was ready to roll if he had to.
I would have stayed here for the whole show.
Here's the difference between Lindsay, Laura, and Mason. Mason threw up at 10:30 in the morning a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Immediately text Bergman, out.
Yeah. Lindsay and Laura powered their way through the entire show.
I'm out.
It was rough.
But I would venture to say that one of the worst feelings you can have is have, like, nausea for vomiting or bubble guts while you're at the office.
Yeah. Okay. So one time, you guys remember...
And then they locked the bathroom.
You guys remember the great Tony Bruno?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
so,
man.
I'm doing a morning show with Tony Bruno. Way back in the day, it's like 20 years ago, and I get there and Tony is doubled over on the floor trying to pass a kidney stone.
Yeah. Was Chris there to hold his hand?
Chris, this was pre-Chris. Oh. This was, Chris had not started working with us yet.
Okay.
A kidney stone is a whole other thing.
Yeah. So, but Tony's in so much pain.
Seinfeld episode.
And the show starts.
Yeah.
And so I just wing it. And
wait, he was your partner?
I was his partner.
Okay.
It was the Tony Bruno show, and I
and
was.
You were
like,
sitting in that day.
I was his update guy.
Oh, okay.
So, but he would bounce stuff off me. So I start the show, and Tony's double over, and I went. I go, Tony's running a little behind today. We'll get to him in a minute. Here we go. Blah blah blah. And I start doing the show, and the bosses call me into the office afterwards, and they go, "We're a little concerned that you feel like you should start the show, and that you usurped Tony at the beginning of the show." And I look at him, and I go, are you kidding? They go, yeah, I go, have you talked to Tony? They said, no. I said, why don't you do that and come back to me?
Yeah.
And Tony walks in. He goes, I was on the floor doubled over in pain. What's wrong with you? Yeah. You didn't even check on me. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Just to let you know.
Wow.
Working for chumps, man.
I tweeted out the photo, by the way, of your feet.
Yeah.
And someone immediately responded, the foot and voice of the Lakers
there
radio
it is.
Network.
There it is. John voice and the foot.
Now, I have a very small amount of hair on my feet, Andy. Yeah. Apparently, that is a Bergman.
Wait, you really took a picture of a foot?
Beto, I did this. I go, Bergman, you have hair on top of your feet?
What is
why
going
is this
on?
Weird?
Is
and why is this like the thing that went too far?
Yeah,
because it's weird.
I think
I like it better when everybody was at home.
I feel like that's a normal thing for guys to have a little hair on.
Yeah,
their
it's normal. I have a little bit, not like
a Sasquatch.
No, I said a little bit of hair.
Now
on
I think what you should do is you should have Michael and Pepe and the guys from the Lakers broadcast,
Trudell
and Trudell and Billy Mack and Stu put their feet on Twitter.
I'm sure Billy
only
Mack.
Fans. Only fans. That's at least a gram.
You can make
I'm
a lot
sure
of money.
Billy
absolutely.
Mack has some pictures of feet on his phone. If you know
okay.
what I mean. Okay. Okay.
Sonato, on that note,
Sonato and Beto coming up next. ESPN LA.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
But Captain and Tennille are singing, and the reason we're playing this, yes, it's an anniversary, which I'll get to in a moment, but this is the third day in a row that the great Beto Duran and George Sedano are pressing the flesh together in studio.
Second.
Lindsay. No, third.
When?
Third,
second
third,
that we're doing it together.
Third. No, you guys were Friday.
We did Friday together? Oh, that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
See?
But we weren't in front of each other
No,
on
I
Friday.
Didn't work Friday.
You didn't?
No.
Okay, it was Thursday. Thursday and today and
great
yesterday.
Start to the show, guys.
Attaboy. So this is live imaging.
This is what happens when I let other people produce.
See, and you tell me that I'm negative.
You are negative.
No, today I'm super positive. I brought my cap shirt on. I brought my Buddha fingers. Yeah,
because, no, it looks good, bro.
Yeah, I'm all right.
A little tight.
The whole point
says
is
the guy with the pink shirt that's a little tight, huh?
It is.
Yeah.
But it's custom.
Let's go.
All right, let's do the open. Do the real open.
There we go.
And Cap.
I had to help you guys out.
It's Tuesday afternoon right now.
I'm in the zone today.
Oh yeah.
Pita boom. Bada boom. Let me tell you something, Rachel.
Yeah, by the way, the security guy downstairs.
Good dude.
Alex.
Good dude.
Alex, very excited.
He's going to be at the Mandy Awards.
That Beto is here.
Yeah, he's a super nice guy.
He says, he asked me yesterday, he's like, Latino heat today? I said, yes. And then I said, when I brought it, came in today, I said, oh, Latino heat again today. He said, yeah, he's already upstairs. I said, oh, okay. And then he gave me the, when he was saying bye, he was like, I love when they say, sit down.
Shit out of
him. Sit down.
Did you see at ESPN Los Angeles on Instagram and Twitter, there's prop bets on what I will say first on stage.
Right.
Bam.
Will it be bam, shit on him? Rachel. By the way, I was listening to.
By the way, we should have done a bit today. I saw Cappy posted it's Rachel's birthday today.
So that's why he's off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why
he wanted
Tuesday
off. Now it makes sense.
Oh, Morales. Let's go, Morales.
Which means he forgot about that until a week ago.
Here's the thing.
That's a great point, Lindsay. Girl. He definitely forgot about that until the other day.
He didn't mention it. It's her birthday.
Maybe this will get played on Friday night in 3 days.
And you know he's listening right now.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
There's no chance. It's her birthday. He's got to be playing something.
Scott, what are you doing?
You can't listen to the radio today. Today's my day.
You took the day off. That Beto could never fill your shoes. Don't worry.
Well, you're right.
But here's the thing. I was listening to the old audio that we may bring back Friday night for bit of the year.
Yeah.
Kaplan admitting to all of us that he was sharing his location with Rachel is one of the great moments of this station.
Yeah. That was really good.
That's a bit of the year on our show for sure.
I think so.
Yeah,
that was solid. That got me through an hour.
I don't know if there's another bit on this station that was better on any show, to be honest with you. No offense to the other shows.
Well, the Alan Sliwa Murphy bed, just as a general station bit, is pretty good.
Well, or the Trial of the Year.
Trial of the Year.
Yeah, Trial of the Year is probably the best bit. But that one got a little serious. Like, the Cap one was funny.
Yes. Yeah. Mason eating in bed is a good one.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
With steak juice all over the place.
I don't think it's
that's a lie. He's not eating in bed. You
he doesn't buy it.
I don't buy it.
You can I eat buy some it. Things.
Really
I do it.
Eater,
you can eat some things, but you're going to need a fork. It's hard in bed.
He says he eats a porterhouse in bed.
Yeah, right.
Dude, he's
steak juice on the bed?
I do it too.
No,
it happens.
I have no shame. Like, I eat in my bed all the time.
Not like a steak.
But not everything.
You're not eating like a porterhouse.
I have ordered, like, I DoorDash like everything. I have eaten dinner. I'm not like in bed under the covers, but I'm like sitting on my bed with my little table next to me.
There's
eating
some things
a steak.
You can
for sure. I 1,000% have done that.
When I was single, I never ate in bed. Like, that was ridiculous.
No.
I always ate at the table. I had a table, and I had the TV on in the living room, and I would eat there.
Was this after you washed up on the shores of Miami?
After I washed up on the shores, yes. But I eating in bed, I don't know, maybe it's because I have a mom who drilled that into me when I was a kid.
Absolutely.
Like,
la mesa.
Don't you dare eat in bed.
En la mesa. Go to the table.
I mean, eating anywhere else in the house was fine, except
the
bedroom.
Couch. Dude, we had too many kids in the house that we had to eat at the table.
Yeah.
See, my mom was like that too, but I feel like a lot of the things that I wasn't allowed to do when I was younger is why I do it now. You know, like, I was never allowed to do that before, so screw it. I'm going to do it now.
Rebel without a cause.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1975, the number one hit was Captain and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together.
Is that why we were playing
That's why we were playing it. And I just said half of that with Laura saying something else in my ear, so I have no clue what I actually said.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but it's fine.
I love you, Laura.
We got it.
Well, that's why we were going to play it. It's the anniversary. And then I said, well, you know, Beto and Sedano have been working together a lot lately. So I feel like, you know.
But you weren't working 3 days in a row.
No, I was off Friday.
Pretty much. Friday was a short show.
Three out of four.
Three out of four.
Oh, DeMarco worked Friday.
Yeah, and Friday was a short show.
You just had Tracy McGrady.
Yeah,
Tracy McGrady was.
Yeah.
Which he was great.
So who is this?
Captain and Tennille.
Okay.
And I told you in your ear that the bedroom's only good for, you know, certain stuff, not eating.
I don't like to eat because it makes me, I'm a larger man. So when you eat something.
You're healthy.
And now you're just, there's like, because most
sloppy.
Likely, yeah.
No.
What is wrong with it though? If that's where somebody wants to eat, let him eat there.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah, but I mean,
I want to be clean.
Why do you
care?
Yeah,
clean. Exactly.
Hey, whatever. Because he's
lying.
It
doesn't mean I'm not clean.
He's lying. He's not doing every single thing.
But you're different. You're eating in a little table, even though I'm not like big on that either, but like. I just like my mesa, like my
like you see that like that image. Oh, breakfast in bed, right on Mother's Day they bring you that whole table. Like,
but
that's
what happens
just a
though?
Mess.
But you know who want? You know the only times I've eaten in bed is when the Heine makes something
the Heine.
After and brings it to bed.
The
and like,
Heine,
and the problem with that is not the current Heine. A different. This is way back, Highness.
That's like the equivalent of saying broad. Like, I don't
is it really?
Yeah,
you can't say.
Yeah,
that.
You can't say that.
Oh, but Jorge, we made a business on the old morning show of talking about Highness.
I mean, how'd that show work out?
Pretty good.
Where's it at?
Keyshawn's National right now, making millions of dollars. Nah. Jorge's the producer, the associate producer of the year nominee. What else? Travis is hosting his own show. Worked out pretty good.
Travis had a morning show?
Yeah, he was.
I thought it was
show.
You.
Well, the
then
second
it was
phase.
Me. Then it was Travis. Yeah. Oh, when okay. I went to afternoons.
Oh, right. I don't listen in the mornings, man. Sorry.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Anyway.
I mean, if it's not Sedano, it's not me.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Please, if he was asked to co-host on any other show, he would jump.
No, I would turn it down.
No, you wouldn't.
Easily. I don't need this. If it's not
Sedano,
no.
If it's not Sedano, I don't need it. Sedano loyalist.
Really? Yeah.
I am only in the Sedano community.
I think we'll try to test that this summer and see what goes on.
No problem.
Okay.
Sedano loyalty. I'm in the Sedano community. I am not on Mason's Reddit.
He is a loyalist.
Yeah.
He doesn't get along with Mason.
Yeah.
Well, they
he
also
likes
got,
Ireland.
And also in the morning, I play golf, so I don't want to come to work.
He's a golf influencer.
Yeah.
He mentioned the Reddit, and I said they got rid of the Reddit. Really.
They did get rid of the Reddit.
Yeah, because it was. Yeah.
I'm team Sedano all day. I'm team Kaplan all day. I'm team Morales all day. We are very positive today. Because after listening yesterday, I'm like, you know what? I was a little salty yesterday.
You were.
That's why I brought my Sunday swagger. And now that my schedule is cleaned up, I'm going to the Mandy's, even though I'm not invited. I will be there.
Where are you sitting?
I don't need a sit.
You can sit with me.
Here's the thing. I don't need a sit.
Full.
Yeah.
I don't need a sit. Just like with Funch's wedding. I didn't need an invite. I just showed up. That's all you need.
Did you actually go?
I was there. I was at the bar. Heck yeah. All you need is just let me know the location and I'm there. How many quinceañeras did you go to where you weren't invited to?
I don't know if I ever went to any that I wasn't invited to.
But you were there.
I think I was invited. I don't know.
Maybe. No, I had plenty of friends who went to that weren't invited. They were just hanging out in the parking lot drinking. Yeah. And then eventually when the food stuff was over, they'd come up
exactly.
to the party.
Once the food's done, I'm on in. I'll see you.
Did you not ever have friends? I was, you know, listen, I needed to be part of the dance routine. Like people wanted me as part of the dance routine.
Oh, you were that guy. You were the chambelán in it.
Yeah. Me and Martica Mirabal, we were like.
Martica, the singer?
No, like the girl I went to school with.
Oh, okay.
And they needed us together to dance. We were the team. But then. But a bunch of my friends who were not invited would be hanging out in the parking
That's
lot,
me.
Drinking Cisco.
That's oh.
And then when the food part was over, they'd come up.
Boone's Farm for me.
And That's then join the party.
But you can
now,
come in
sometimes
the
they would get
sir.
Kicked out.
No, I ain't going to the dinner.
You can come in.
No, because I'm inviting myself last minute. Because my schedule just completely changed.
No, to be
an hour
honest,
ago.
You were invited originally.
Yeah, but I didn't know if
now,
I was going to be able to.
Now, after your performance yesterday, I don't know about that, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, you can come and have dinner. I just shove it right in my mouth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that's
there.
Happening at the after party, maybe. I don't know.
I'll be there early in the afternoon because I'm going to play golf
today.
Are you playing at Montebello?
Yeah, I'm going to play at Montebello Friday morning, and then I'm just going to hang out.
Tommy and I, shouts out to you, are playing Thursday morning before the haul in and the setup.
Where at?
Montebello.
Okay, I'll be there. I'll show up, too.
I don't know. You got to check with Tommy on that one.
Oh, like Montebello's going to tell me no. Just show up, bro. It's another golf course.
No,
just show up.
To play with the Tommy. I don't know.
I got a ticket.
How many awards? What's the over-under on Steve Mason? Because I remember Ramona once saying.
I want to win more awards than Steve Mason.
Yeah. I think that there's a good chance, I call it the Power Four, that Mason and Ireland take the Power Four. Which is host of the year.
Oh, you're saying between the two of them?
Show, well, that they sweep. Host of the year, show of the year, producer of the year, associate producer. There's a chance.
Yeah.
A lot of people. What I
happened?
Picked. Hold on.
What happened?
I picked Laura to win associate producer of the year on the countdown to the Mandy Awards, which you'll hear Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
You think
Greg is going to win the producer of the year?
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
I think
Greg,
wins.
Take the L.
Damn.
Why you got to put that? You know he gets
I'm
mad.
I'm just saying.
I love when Sedano's soundboard is out.
I'm going to say.
The king of L's at that stage. Bergman's the king of L's at that stage.
No, you know, Bergman has a following,
right? Yeah, he does.
He's a nice guy.
I think there's a chance.
And people vote for nice.
Unless you have inside information.
I don't have any inside information.
I think
you do, probably.
You do. You do.
What's the clearinghouse?
Guys, if you guys keep this up, you're going to get another email.
Yeah.
Just being honest.
What? I just sent an email? You're speculating. You're speculating about who's going to win.
What, are you going to rat us out?
No, people get very upset with this stuff.
I'm
Tommy specifically.
Well, look, we're actually talking
he's
about.
He's the only one
okay.
who knows
so you're
any
cheating.
Of them. No, Tommy knows. I don't
so
know.
Tommy's cheating.
Okay.
No, he has to count the votes.
Yeah.
So who's counting
Tommy,
the votes?
Tommy's the one who knows.
Oh, Tommy's the most honest person in the world.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why he's counting the votes.
Yeah, so Greg is winning.
Okay, but it's not out of the question for Morales to know because you're like the number two guy
you
in all of
you do know
this.
Everything around
I'm
here.
Not the number two guy. Not the number
Janice
two guy.
You're the number one guy.
No.
You're the number one guy.
I don't want to know. I want to be surprised.
I don't want to know.
I think that Lindsay has a chance to win that one. I think Laura does. Show of the year. Amanda,
it should be Mason in Ireland.
It should.
They've been around for so long.
But there's
long.
A lot of talk that Travis and Sliwa could pull an upset. Possibly.
No. I think that show's going to sweep. M&I is going to sweep.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like I said.
Best segment?
You know what? They need it.
Well,
if Mason
doesn't
win host of the year, there's going to be a meltdown.
They need it.
Exactly.
It's fine.
The whole point.
They need all the bells and whistles. They need all the love. Like, they need the adulation. Some of us don't need that.
I would like something to. I don't want them to sweep, but I think it's a chance.
No, but it's fine.
They will.
It's fine.
Pricewaterhouse.
Laura kind of talked
about Pricewaterhouse.
Didn't Laura? Weren't you the one that said they're kind of needy? You know, they had
You said that. I said that they've been, because when we when we initially talked about the Mandy's, which was going to be back early in the year, right? Like Chris came into Travis and Sliwa's show, and they're like, "Hey, we're doing this." Then they went to Mason and Ireland. Hey, we're doing this. They never came to our show because they got
postponed. You guys weren't on the air that day. That's
well, right. But then they started campaigning. They did all this stuff. I was like, we were like 2 months behind. So I'm like, if they don't.
As a listener, you guys
No, no, hold on.
You guys poo-pooed it.
No.
Mason right away ran with it.
Well, you know,
and they had the campaign.
He loves a good popularity guy.
Of course.
Because he needs the love.
He even did the whole, like, vote for Jorge. No, even though he don't mean
it. But here's the thing.
He's like, really, vote for Steve.
No, he doesn't mean it.
Vote for Steve.
He did say vote for me, too, by the way.
I'm
really impressed.
Our new company likes to say Good Karma Brands likes to say GKB is a team sport, right?
Yeah.
Mason is all about the team sport.
Is he?
He's all about this radio station.
Get out of
this show
here.
Sometimes you guys get a little shifty.
Mason is also the same guy who said that he would rather win an MVP over a championship. So.
I just think this show sometimes needs to get on board with the new culture. That's all.
Well, all I'm saying is this show is married with children.
And you, Sedano, of all time. Okay.
Which is a great show.
It is.
Cult following.
You go way back with this new company.
I do. I love those guys.
You know?
Yeah. I like this company.
I've known them longer than anybody.
Just barely longer than me.
But I actually,
Well, yeah, you and I were not close for many years.
No, but them and I have actually been friends for a long time.
Well, exactly. We have not been friends for all these years.
No.
Acquaintances. Now we're friends.
Hey, how many
now
people are going?
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends? 1,000 people will be there.
1,000?
There are 1,000 tickets that were sold out.
Wow, that's a big listener party, man. Yeah. That's huge.
Well, probably 100 of them are partners and clients and stuff. Well,
but still, the 900 people.
Are you happy we're not talking sports? I don't know if we have enough sports to
talk about. Is there sports to talk about?
I mean, there is. There's always sports to talk about. Like Bill Plaschke saying crazy stuff. And he's not responding to Lindsay's text because I told her to tell him I want to pick a fight with him.
And I did mention that.
He probably doesn't. He's probably doesn't
he gets
on.
A little
He'll
afraid.
He'll go on those soft shows.
He would tell me if he like. No, he's like, I don't have time.
I love Bill, but Bill, one time he came on here and he started yelling at me, and I yelled back, and then he got afraid.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you yell at me, I'm going to yell back.
That is true. If you even look at Sedano sideways, that Cuban heat comes.
Yeah. Exactly.
It comes hard.
Yeah. And then I'll be like, Bill, you know what?
Wrong, motherfucker.
Hey, speaking of what, Samuel L's never won anything, right? And what does he always say? I don't need to win. I know who I am.
Yeah.
You don't need to win, Sedano. You know who you are.
I'm very much.
You're the best afternoon show host named George in the studio right now.
Yes, exactly the case.
He's the best afternoon show. I mean, you know, I like those other guys personally, but this show is much, much better.
Exactly. Even when he has like 8,000 different rotating guests because Kaplan doesn't know how to figure out
the
schedule.
Well, the history of Sedano in the afternoon is a deep one at this radio station, but it's always been successful.
It has always been successful. So
I listen now.
I mean, listen. There was a point where I had the highest ratings in afternoon in 5 years.
Oh, look at you like Laker fans. We had 18 banners
back in those days.
Oh, we won this.
Then I had to try to, you know. But you know what else I've done? I've turned Cappy. Everybody that walks up to me and Cappy now is like, bro, I used to hate you. Now I love you. You're my favorite. You're hysterical. We turned Cappy into a rodeo clown.
And that was a team effort. Everybody in this
he
room
He did
helped
not
it
want
up.
To be the rodeo clown.
Team effort not, except for him.
He did not want to be the rodeo clown.
That's true.
At first, and now he loves being the rodeo clown.
Yeah, he bought in, he figured it out. And
true or not true, Lindsay
Kaplan
and Laura.
Wanted to come in and be the main guy.
He wanted to come in and be Kellerman.
I think he wanted to come in and like really be like what was the guy's name, Hacksaw? You know,
yeah.
Where he's like talking nonstop, sports. Hardcore sports.
Show me your lightning bolts.
Yeah. Rancho Penasquitos.
I Hello. Have to be careful what I say about Cap because then, you know.
Oh, he does get, he takes it very personal.
No, but that's that. What I just said, though, that's nothing like personal.
No,
I just
no,
feel
about
like,
me.
Yeah,
about, like whatever
no,
I
Laura.
Say, it's with me. Whatever I say, he takes it very personal.
Because you don't like Cap. We know it.
What?
He doesn't like Cap.
I love Cap.
Laura hates on Cap, man.
Yeah, are we supposed to break a long time ago?
I even wore my Sunday swagger. I did the little voodoo pose in honor of Cap.
Combine or no? Greg's gonna get mad.
No, combine.
He's in there somewhere.
Combine. We don't want to combine.
Okay, then let's take a quick 2 minute break and Chris will do another rejoin. We'll be back to do something.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Live Imaging Tuesday, Sedano and Cap. Latino Heat, the great Beto Durant, sit again.
Yeah.
On this day in 1993, Whitney Houston released, right there, Run to You, from the Bodyguard soundtrack.
Oh, great soundtrack.
Good movie.
I mean, everyone knows the song, but this is the secondary song, and it was very good, too.
I imagine this is how the Mandy Awards will end on Friday night.
Yeah.
Keyshawn holding me in his arms.
Ah, in his bosom.
Walking off stage.
Nice.
Oh,
as the crowd cheers, the emotions running high, the smell of alcohol and breath mints in the air.
Mm. Yeah.
Your dude, as the after party is about to begin.
Yeah, your dude Keyshawn did great in Iron Chef, man. I'll say it. Episode two, the new season.
Right.
He was in there, did a good job, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Beto was talking about it. Did you know that? He did that, Keyshawn?
Oh, I see it on social. I mean, I have to retweet it.
Oh, that's right, because you do it on social. That's true. Yeah.
Oh, you run Keyshawn's account?
Yeah.
But he doesn't want it to be too active. He likes it sort of not being active enough.
Yeah.
That's
just
like the
active-ish.
Bit. Right.
So like once every 3 months or what?
No, once.
When he's got something to promote?
Like a couple times a week.
But there was a time where I was really trying to get after it.
Is he giving you some scratch?
He better.
So here's the thing with these things. No. I believe in the long-term vision. So
I think we just go off the rails today and just do like.
So you
let's harass Morales.
Really personal radio today.
One day when Keyshawn Inc.
Yeah.
When Keyshawn decides that the day-to-day business is not for him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get somebody else?
No, it just makes sure that I'm involved in Key Inc.
Right.
That's important. Because Keyshawn's got a full company.
Yes, he does. You know, he has a bunch of restaurants, or he probably sold all
of
them.
He sold
a
lot of stuff, but the company's still running. So a lot of, those activities, you got to always have backup plans. You know this.
Oh, that's why I got 9 jobs.
Exactly.
You
got to have a backup plan.
Yeah, so what do I need money from Key right now? I don't need it at this point. Long-term vision with Key, right?
So you want long-term money.
Yeah.
Not even money, just to be, close.
Perico!
Whoa!
So I could use Perico, too.
Whoa, where'd that come from?
That's an old morning show drop. When we used to talk about the highness.
Yes,
By the way, my God.
No, see, we got a tweet. Read the tweet.
The tweet has the definition. Hold on, it was in the community. Hold on, let me find it again. And it basically says, Hyena is in Urban Dictionary, female, good-looking girl, woman, a guy's lady. And the sentence, using it in a sentence, says, that Vato's Hyena looks good.
Yeah, that's probably like 1985. Yeah. We've evolved a little.
Have we?
It literally translates to broad.
Yeah. Oh, boy, LZ.
Yeah, look, in the 90s, I mean, there's even songs that have female Hyena.
We used to play them on the old morning show.
Yeah, and then you realize that, you can evolve a little bit. You can not necessarily put them down all the time.
So that should be in my monologue or not on Friday night?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Montebello, you're all right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true, though.
If we start bumping Fima Hyena from the 90s, they're going to get into it.
You're all right.
The cha-chas will be out there dancing.
Get the Aquanet ready. Go.
So here's a tweet. Hold on, I want to make sure I read
this. This is fun. I'm just hanging out. I was about to call out sick today because my throat hurt, but
nah.
I didn't want to pull a Kaplan.
You're good. So this one is from Sanchez. Sanchez tweets us, everyone knows that what the best show is on ESPN Radio. It's Sedano, Unique, and Lindsay Baseball. Wow, I didn't even include Cap.
Wow.
And folks, he said. So Cap is part of the and folks. And then he adds, Mason carries Ireland for what it's worth. Now, I don't know if that's the case. I believe they carry each other.
Yeah. They carry
and the last
other.
2 weeks has proven that. I feel.
No, they're really, really good together, man.
They are.
They're fantastic.
When they're not, but that's a compliment. That's not
absolutely.
Like a shot that when one of them's missing, and it's not a shot at anyone else who sits in, their magic is so unique.
They're so good.
That when someone else is there, it's hard to recreate.
Yeah, because John has a different role. Steve will have a different role. Like they go well together. The fact that they're not even friends outside of radio, that tells you a lot because they only talk to each other when they're on the station. They don't hang out.
See how he low-key tries to start something?
Not because John says that. John's like, I'm not hanging out with him.
Tim has tweeted us.
Yes.
And he says, you should check out. He wrote this to Murphy's Sliwa's Murphy Bed.
He wrote it to Sliwa's Murphy Bed.
Yeah, I don't know what the original. Oh, he says, because Sliwa's Murphy Bed wrote in the community, and you can be part of the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust in the community on Twitter. Go to communities and then look up Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust, and you can be part of our community.
And bam!
Yeah, exactly. So Alan Sliwa's Murphy Bed tweeted, not going to lie, I didn't like Cap in the beginning, but now he's one of my faves at the station, to which Tim responded, you should check out Cap's San Diego show he does on the side, Kaplan and Crew. Scott is so different on his Kaplan and Crew show than on Sedano and Cap. It's night and day. Cap is kind of boring on Kaplan and Crew.
Because he's speaking sports.
Yeah.
It's show me your lightning bolt.
Right. But like, I have to,
give Joe Musgrove his contract.
Beat that out of him. Chris and I and Lindsay and Laura beat it out of him.
Yes.
When you're not here, he tries so hard to do sports.
He does.
And man,
I'm the wrong guy.
But wait, there's nothing wrong with that though, because that's what Cap has done. Because
yeah,
that's
but that's
like
not the show.
But it's I
not
understand
the spirit
that.
Of the show. And the spirit of the show is shenanigans.
When I first started and you weren't here, I'd be like, okay, I'd go along, and I would tell Lindsay like, damn, really, this is what we're doing today?
You're right. But again, that's
then
why
I,
he reverts to
I can
that.
Say something, and I'm like, oh, forget this. I'm gonna puff my chest out a little bit.
I wish. I think that the non-sports stuff is 10 million times more entertaining. I wish that we could do more of it, and I feel like,
guess what, you can.
Well, we should.
And
we
it's
should.
All contract talk in
I
June.
Try.
Here we go.
I try.
Yeah, I mean, it's why I used to send a joke to him and be like, don't do like the Rams third tight end talk today.
Oh, he loves that though.
He
oh,
got
man.
So mad when I put
Mountain
that in the
West preview.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
because he comes from like taping his podcast and he does the San Diego stuff, and a lot of that
but
is hardcore sports.
I've done that show. Like, I've been on the show as a guest. His guys are funny. And, like, he should let them
but
run.
But they're
but
the
he's
funny
the
ones.
Star.
Right, right. He's the sports
Scott,
guy.
Scott, you're the star, Scott.
Should we call Cap to wish Rachel
we
a
should.
Happy birthday?
We should.
We should.
Will
no chance. Should. No chance.
Yes, he will.
No
You'll
chance.
Answer. Because his ears are burning right now.
I'll call him when we go to
because,
break.
Because she's probably still,
somebody
right
is texting him.
She's still
we
working.
We should call him, like,
I'll call him when we go to break.
I think Rachel, she owns her own business, so she probably took the day off.
Nah, she ain't doing one of those girls like, oh, it's my birthday month, taking the whole
the
thing
The only
off.
Reason my guest is coming, because Rachel's one of those girls that was like, oh, my God, you got to come to the Mandy's, oh, blah, blah. And that's how I got hooked into this.
Yeah.
From that brunch.
I don't know what you're talking about.
See, you got to listen to the show more. But because
I'm driving around. Kids everywhere, man. I only have spurts,
I
man.
Mean, right. You know, I mean, he's got a life.
We'll explain it later. First, I think we should do this Rachel bit. Yeah. On her
call
birthday,
her.
And then I'll explain
I'll call her when thing. We're about to come back
you
from
know,
the
You know, she followed
break.
Me on Twitter recently.
I'll call Cap.
I think she followed me after that brunch.
Yeah.
And I'm scared now because I think she's trying to hunt us out to see if
she's
we make
watching.
Fun of her.
Yeah, I didn't follow
watching.
Her back.
No, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
I don't follow anybody's wives or girlfriend.
Nope.
You know?
Didn't follow her back.
No, there's no need for that. Because then you want to see, they're like, oh, look, how come you don't follow me? Because I know that what you're posting on Instagram is not real life.
Scott, did you see what Chris posted about you?
Yeah.
The whip gets me, man. But that's bad.
Tell that chubby fellow to stop.
Who's chubby?
Me. Oh. I got a good story about that.
What?
She called you chubby?
No.
Oh.
I mean, maybe. But I got a. It's a good chubby story coming up later.
Wow.
I called you heavy set the other
he
day.
He called me the heavy set lion, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
But we were beefing at the moment.
We were beefing.
The problem
are you
is nobody.
Beefing? You're the nicest guy. Why are you beefing?
I am not the nicest guy. But
he's really not.
You're not?
I'm a pretty good. I'm a good human, but at times I get overcritical at times. And
when work comes to work?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's a work stuff. That's fine. You
and I told Sedano
work.
Kaplan was being boring, and he didn't want to take the bait, so he wanted to defend Kaplan in that moment. And then him and I started beefing.
But I can't let everyone run over Cappy all the time.
By the
no,
way,
no,
Sedano
no, no,
looks,
no.
This is why I used to tell Sedano this. Sedano, back when we were doing the morning show. Doesn't Sedano look good dressed up?
He looks good all the time.
He
man.
Does, but look at him. That beautiful tan, that beautiful crisp white shirt.
No Botox either.
No Botox.
No.
Well, I did TV today.
Yeah.
I'm doing more tomorrow. You can check it out, NBA Today at noon on ESPN2 tomorrow. Yes. all right. Coming up next, more nonsense, I'm sure. And also, I want to...
Are we calling Rachel?
Since he did, yeah, we'll try to call Cappy. And also, at some point, I'm going to rip Bill Plaschke. As much as I love him, I'm going to rip him.
Oh, no, that's my guy.
He's my guy, too, but I got to rip him.
Today.
I got to rip him. I got to rip him, okay? Arripiar. Next.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap. Beto Duran, the Latino Heat, sitting in.
See?
It is National Cookie Dough Day, but also...
Oh, I love cookie dough.
Happy 25th birthday.
Yeah?
Which I think that means she was 12 when she made this. Rebecca Black. Remember the song, Friday?
Vaguely.
I'm so excited. She was in that music video in, like, the convertible. Mm-hmm. It was, like, voted the most annoying song, but I somehow like it.
Oh, yeah. They played it on K-Rock a lot.
Yeah.
Friday. Yeah,
gotta
get
down on Friday.
Yeah.
Did you play it because the Mandy's are on Friday?
No, I played it because Rebecca Back's birthday is today.
Yeah.
No, but the Mandy's
are
on Friday.
He said that. You didn't hear him say that?
No, like I did. I was trying to put in the Mandy's in
it was
there.
Like 5, 6 years ago, something like this?
No, like 2011, I think.
Wow.
Travis and I used to use it on his show open down in Houston. Houston, hello. Wow. Here it comes.
Friday.
Except it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's also National Selfie Day.
That's why
I said every day.
Oh, my God.
That's
selfie
every
day,
bro.
I feel like that's
every day, Lada. Every hour.
Lada's day.
Wait,
selfie
what?
Day.
No.
Well, she's
not yesterday.
She slowed down a little bit.
She
since
has
the boo,
slowed down.
Since the boo's in play.
That's true.
Since you got booed
up, you
selfies,
haven't taken as many selfies
true.
Anymore.
Wait, since the what implant?
The boot, when she got booed up, she stopped taking selfies. You laugh, but it's true, girl.
That's not true.
We got receipts.
That's
go look
every
at,
girl.
Your Instagram is a receipt.
Girl. I haven't seen a selfie posted in quite a while.
Yeah.
I posted one today.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I've been busy.
Yeah. Well, see? Like,
well,
I
she's
post
got
selfies.
A boo, so there's no need to post them, right?
Yeah. No. That's not
the
true.
The amount of selfies I'm going to take Friday night in between, like, whatever else. All
are you going to have a cigar in your hand?
So our cigar guy, Oscar Marcelli.
Great guy.
Do you have, like, a roller?
Fantastic.
He's
awesome.
I don't think
they
want that on the balcony because they're worried people will light up.
Yeah.
So awesome.
By the way, Lindsay has an update on Cappy.
We go to the phones.
I've called him twice. No answer.
Oh, Rachel's got him. Got
I even tried to star
today.
67 it.
Hey, call Rachel.
Rachel's got the hooks in.
You got Rachel's number?
Call I don't
her. I do have her number. You want me to call her?
Let's call her.
Should I?
Let's call her. Let's
yes.
call her.
Yes. Call her.
Do it.
Sedano, you make the call.
Do it.
Yes or no?
We
I said yes.
I
believe in
once.
The democratic process.
Blame me.
Let's
I'm
do
like,
it.
They don't know who
I'm
I am.
Down.
Okay, show of hands. Everybody vote.
Yeah.
Should we call
I
Rachel?
Do
it.
I'll call her. Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do you think he's going to get mad?
Of course.
Who cares?
Yeah.
We're going to wish her happy birthday.
We are just going to call this happy birthday.
I mean, she's been a guest on the show.
She's part of the show.
She is part of the show.
She's part of the show.
By the way,
wow.
Wait. We should call her cold, right?
Well, you have to tell her she's going to be on the air.
Okay.
Legally, you have to tell her.
She'll sue us.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably would.
She seems
Cap, I'll get them.
She seems litigious.
Yeah. I know how to get them all. I'll get them all out. The Cuban, the fat one, and the two girls.
And the Mexican who's filling in for you.
Wow,
I'm never coming back.
You made me sit next to him at brunch.
We're
there was no room in the booth.
Going to get fired.
No, you're not.
You're not going to get fired.
No, you're the only one that knows how to run the board. You
so
have security.
No.
Did you see Bill Plaschke's thing today?
Yeah.
Yeah. He basically said the Kyrie thing is... Hold on. Lakers acquiring Kyrie would be super weird and super dumb. I would love to ask Bill Plaschke a rhetorical question since he's not coming on. What the hell else should they do? Because they don't have a lot of bullets in the chamber.
It starts the column with, is this some sort of joke? You know, and Plaschke is also known for not liking guys, let's just put it, head cases, guys that are not locked in on sports, guys who are not all committed to what the team is. And right now, if you look at this Laker team, you need that kind of guy. But if there's ever a city or ever a team that knows how to deal with a circus or deal with the team or a player who doesn't know what he wants, it's the Lakers. They've dealt with adversity. They've dealt with so many different characters over the years. This is a team that knows how to deal with that. But what are you going to do? We were talking about this yesterday. What do you do? Russell Westbrook is Russell Westbrook, so you're not going to get anything else out of him. If you can unload $45 million and get a Kyrie who's actually into it, do it. But... I mean, I read half of Plaschke's column, and I usually agree with Plaschke. I go up to him, and I know what's going on with him. Good dude.
He's great. But no, like, this is not.
This is one.
An indictment of him as a person. It's just a disagreement.
It's a completely disagreement.
Yeah, I mean, listen, dude.
The line right here that he had was, he's only 30, but he looks like as creaky as the Uncle Drew character he plays.
Right. Okay, sure. I mean, he has an injury history, but again, he's really good. And by the way, you would then unload. Like, if you're telling me, You can unload Russell Westbrook and get Kyrie Irving. It's the only chance the Lakers have, a legitimate chance of winning a championship.
Yeah, and Plaschke's deal is you don't want to trade the 27, 29 first-round picks. Like, that's what he's hanging
on to. I mean, listen, I get the 27, but 29, give it up at this stage.
Yeah.
Give it up. Because here, I would love to ask Bill the question of, okay, then what's your plan?
Don't you do around the horn with him?
What's your plan? No, actually, we don't do it together because there's one L.A. seat. So it's usually me or him or Ramona. Now Yates is out here taking the L.A. seat and Mina, who lives out here. So there's only one L.A. seat.
Oh, okay.
So I've never done the show with Bill.
Mm.
Okay. TV's Clint Yates out there.
TV's Clinton James. Yeah.
Who's been doing our red carpet show, right?
He'll be hosting the red carpet show Friday night beginning at 5 p.m. Corporate Greg's going to make an appearance. Everybody else is.
Hey, can I do that? Can I host the red carpet?
No.
Oh.
Why not?
Why? I'm available now.
It's called, what is he, Kaplan now wants to host the red carpet? It's Clinton's show.
Okay. But can I hang out with Clinton?
Maybe he can hang out with
everyone's
Clinton.
Everyone's doing like a few minutes.
Well, I'm available now. Can I be Clinton's social media guy that day?
If he wants you to be your social media guy, do you guys talk?
TV's Clinton Yates could use, I'm sure.
He needs somebody to do behind the scenes of Clinton Yates.
Right.
I'm going to do that. You know what? I'm going to give myself a job.
There you go. Just suggest it. There you go.
I'm working for.
See, that's how he gets all the jobs.
Yeah, I'm working.
He literally just wedges himself in.
I mean, that's fine.
Clinton Inc. Key Inc. I'm buying money into Clinton.
Long term, Key Inc. may have some more profitability.
Clinton will pay me. He'll be all right.
I mean, you know that NFL pension's going to be checking in about 10 years.
Did he have 10 years?
He had 12.
Oh, he had 12.
Oh, he got full pension then. Yeah, you are right. But he ain't going to give you the pension.
Yeah. I don't need the pension. I just needed to. Cash flow, baby.
Cash flow.
Oh, wait a second. Lindsay, we have an update on Rachel's phone.
Rachel?
It went right to voicemail.
Oh!
They're listening!
So either she turned her phone off.
You know what's going on between Rachel and Cappy right now?
They're fighting. They're fighting, without a doubt. They're listening and they're fighting. That's what it is.
No, man, they're getting it on. That's what
no chance. there's no chance. In the middle of the day? No chance.
Yeah.
No,
what do you mean in the middle of the day? What does that have to do with anything?
And this is what's going on.
Cap plans everything.
And this is what's going on in Cappy's head right now.
Cap right now is thinking, man, I should be on the radio right now. He's not worried about the other stuff.
I prefer daytime games. That way, I don't need to be bothered.
You know, day-night doubleheader is always good, but this is not
I don't want the doubleheader. I want to be left alone. Like, I'll go home now. Can I go home? I want to go watch Columbo and smoke a cigar.
Columbo?
Oh, yeah. I watch a lot of Columbo.
Are you serious?
Oh, I love Columbo.
What are you watching? What's the Telly Savalas one? Kojak? Are you watching that, too?
Every once in a while, but that's no Columbo. Columbo. Yeah.
How
amazing.
Are you this old? Seriously.
I'm an old soul.
You're in your 30s.
Wasn't Columbo?
38.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
No clue.
Vitello's? Wasn't that Columbo?
No, that was, what's his name with the gun? Beretta.
Oh, Beretta. Wrong show, sorry. Yeah.
That's the guy who killed
Vitello's,
right?
though.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Peter Falk didn't kill anybody.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
The guy had a parrot? Or something like
no,
that?
No. He had a what?
He had a parrot, right?
Is Vitello still around?
Yeah, it's amazing. They redid it a few years ago.
Oh, yeah?
In Studio City, right there on Tahunga.
Yeah.
Across the street, some of the best gelato you'll ever get.
Really?
Yes.
You're just a very interesting guy.
I am.
For being so young.
In a decade, at least.
What is Vitello's?
It's the Italian
restaurant.
Place. It's very good.
Where's Studio City.
Yeah.
In the Valley?
Right not far from Henry's Tacos, which is a good taco,
it's
too.
In the Valley? Don't go to the Valley. Nope.
No?
It's too far.
What do you mean? Oh, you're too far.
It's too far.
Yeah.
Is it?
Do you know what somebody on the community called Beto the other day?
What?
Carson Cappy.
I don't leave, man. There's just no need.
Is that Tony Roma still down there with
that's
Carson?
All we got.
I loved Tony Roma's as a kid.
That's all we got in Carson, man.
I loved Tony Roma's. They had awesome ribs, number one. Number two, I loved their onion loaf thing they used to peel apart. Like, it was fantastic.
Yeah. But in the 80s, that was like, I remember my parents like, hey, we're going to, my dad would be like, we're going to Tony Roma's.
Tony Roma's
was a big deal.
Mucho was the man, though, bro.
Bro, as a kid, I loved Tony Roma's.
Never been to Tony Roma's.
Ever?
Really? No. You haven't gone to that one in Carson?
Nah, man. That sounds expensive.
It's not cheap, but it's not horribly expensive.
Remember, there were 7 kids. We
should
going
go
there.
We should go. We should do a field trip
I
to the Tony Roma's.
I think our palate has evolved past Tony Roma's, hasn't
it? No.
Ribs are
not
good.
Bad.
Ribs are
they still good? When was the last time you went to Tony Roma's?
Probably like 30 years ago.
30 years?
No, maybe like 25.
Okay, yeah. I'm pretty sure we can find better ribs.
I've been to that Tony Roma's within the last 10 years. My ex and I used to drive down there because we were in Culver City.
There's nowhere else around you could go?
It was like a tradition. It was something cool to go to on a Saturday afternoon once in a while.
All right, yeah.
I love Tony Roma's.
I just don't drive to the Valley. The Valley
is
far,
man. When I was a teenager, there used to be a Tony Roma's right next to the movie theater I used to go to when I was growing up, and we used to hit Tony Roma's and then the movies.
Yeah, Sizzler was like the most expensive spot we go to.
There's still some Sizzlers around.
There are some Sizzlers, but Malibu Chicken is not as good as it was when I was a kid.
There's no way I'll go there.
I like that taco bar. You can make your own tacos. I was like, you know. Yeah. Little kid making
I remember
Sizzle
just
we need to do the
loose.
Beto Duran taco.
Oh, I already got it. I got it planned out for Cap when we do that. I already got 6 spots for him to hit up.
And then
we're
going to
start in Pico.
Do...
Going all, we're going to end up at in East LA at the tire spot.
And then Cappy can do like that weird stuff he does when he eats stuff. He goes,
what?
Yeah, it's very sexual. It's very weird.
He can't do that in Huntington Park.
Yeah,
you can do it in HP. Yeah. He might get shot, but he can do it in HP.
This is Cap. Oh, we could do it after the show. I'm like, Cap, I'm not taking you after the show at 7 o'clock.
No,
you got to take it during the day, bro.
Yeah.
So
we're gonna do that.
Yeah, I feel like what you should do is see if Cappy will do like have his sports Tourette's during this, and like we'll do like sports takes in between.
Oh, he's gonna wear a jersey, right?
No, he's not a jersey guy.
He'll wear like Sunday swag or something,
or sided,
or a hoodie.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. I got the 6 spots for Kaplan to try.
So you're in on Kyrie, right? Plaschke's crazy.
If I can get rid of Russell Westbrook in his contract.
Hell yeah, you can.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's the only reason. Because we already seen this movie. Yeah. Give me something different. Yeah. Give me some kind of optimism.
I don't believe that this Russell Westbrook thing is going to work in a way where they can win a championship.
Oh. And
I mean, look, could they make the playoffs? Yeah, fine, sure, whatever.
Yeah, it's great. You can be a six seed and out in the first round.
And maybe you get hot in the playoffs.
And you waste another year of LeBron.
Right, which is a big problem. And, because they're not very many.
And I hate
left.
Doing this. Like, well, if AD is healthy, well, yeah, if he is. But, like, I was looking at the community. A lot of people were saying, just get rid of AD now.
Like, no, like, you can't get rid of AD.
I know, but
at
that's
his lowest,
the consensus of, you know, like, oh, yeah. Get rid of AD. Yeah, you're right. At his lowest, what are you going to get for him?
By the way, A. Schubert tweets us and says, Henry's Tacos closed. Dispute with the landlord.
But no, they did. But then they moved to a different location down the street.
Yeah.
I may be wrong, but a few years ago they did that.
Ben also tweets in the community and says, is Chris watching Murder, She Wrote?
So, no.
Yeah,
I was
why
never...
do you watch all these old TV shows?
I'm an old soul.
But how? Like, what channel are they on?
Well, Columbo, they're streaming. I mean, it is okay. One of the biggest streaming shows. It's like Netflix
really?
Used to be a
Columbo?
Fortune for it. Yeah. But
no
now
way.
It's on Peacock.
Garrett Nakagawa. Nakagawa,
he's
who's
a good
on,
tweeter.
He is our like food guy on yes. the show. Says, y'all seen Scissor reopened in Montebello and
oh.
has valet parking.
Where in
oh,
Montebello?
Oh,
yeah.
snap.
Yeah. And Joey Arcio, who was, I believe, the guy who named
he
the Mandy's.
He named it the Mandy's, and yeah. now he's not going to be able to make it, apparently.
Yeah. Tony Roma's, also good. Carolina Honey's, and that onion ring loaf is crack.
The loaf is good. Have you had? Come on.
No, I've never gone to Tony
Roma's.
You've
got to try the loaf.
The loaf is good.
Unless they got a
what's
full
a loaf?
Bar
I mean, how
that.
It's an onion loaf. It just peels into little
onions.
Pieces.
And there's an IKEA right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there is the IKEA.
Yeah. Look, as the unofficial mayor of Carson, there ain't a damn thing in Carson, man. And I tell the city
the
council.
Tony Roma's.
Yeah.
And the IKEA.
And that's, that's why we go to the Lama Mall. No. That's why.
The Lama Mall.
Woo!
The Lama Mall. It really is.
Frida's, baby.
Frida's. Let me tell you, you go during happy hour to Frida's at the Lama Mall.
Beto!
You are looking to hook up, okay? I don't care what anybody says. You can hook up at Frida's at the Lama Mall on a happy hour.
Yeah, I'm going to go find me a Mandy's date at Frida's.
Oh, Frida's. You mean the...
The Mexican restaurant.
But there's also one in Cerritos.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a chain.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
one. There were actually
yeah,
first...
the Lama one. Whew.
No, but the Lama is a different level.
Cerritos
yeah,
like family.
Because
really?
It's like... It's like the fanciest one I've seen.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Cerritos one, that's when you go with your family.
The first one I ever went to was the one in Westwood. That's actually not far from the
I didn't
Holocaust
know there was one
Museum
in Westwood.
Right there.
Yeah. Way to bring the show down, Chris.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, I've got the solution for the Dodgers closer situation. We'll get to that in 2 minutes.